You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Melissa Bruner, 25, careens into chaos in Arlington, Virginia. First, she smashes into a parked car, then flees, only to collide with another vehicle, causing her car to flip. Officers swiftly detain her, suspecting DUI. Her aggression escalates. She bites an officer. At the hospital, she continues her assault and grabs for his gun before she's restrained.
Nancy, after the initial crash, Brunner flipped a U-turn on Washington Avenue, but didn't get far before crashing into the second car. The occupants were not injured in the crash, and Brunner was taken to the hospital in an abundance of caution and to confirm her DUI. Brunner is currently held without bond on several charges.
Now, Brunner facing charges of assault on cops, disarming a cop, driving under the influence, and a hit and run. Who knew loving hot chocolate could be a crime? A 44-year-old man from Florida is seen knocking on multiple doors in a Georgia neighborhood. One homeowner comes home to find his front door unlocked and the remnants of hot chocolate left out. Another resident walks into his kitchen to find the hot cocoa-loving suspect standing barefoot at the sliding glass door. The resident yells at the man and he leaves. Several neighbors call the cops and the Florida man's booked on burglary. Guess it's just coffee from here on out. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Delaware judge has sentenced a suspected serial killer to 7 life terms. The man was found guilty of murdering 2 people in Delaware and charged with killing his mother and 3 others in Philadelphia in 2021. We turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online for more.
41-year-old Keith Gibson was also given a sentence of nearly 300 years by Superior Court Judge Ferris Wharton for robbery, attempted murder, and other offenses. Following his release from a Delaware prison in December 2020, where he had spent almost 13 years for manslaughter and possession of a firearm during the commission of a felony, authorities say Gibson went on a violent rampage. He was found guilty of murder and robbery by a Wilmington jury last year in connection with the deaths of 42-year-old Wilmington drug dealer Ronald Wright and 28-year-old Ellesmere cell phone store clerk Leslie Ruiz Basilo. Gibson was also found guilty of assault, conspiracy, armed drugstore robbery, attempted murder, and robbery in the shooting death of Wilmington store clerk Bilal Al-Mansouri. Additionally, Gibson faces murder charges from the Philadelphia District Attorney for the deaths of his mother and the manager of a donut shop, as well as 2 men who were discovered shot in the head at a store in the Germantown region of the city. Gibson will be extradited to face official charges in Philadelphia, according to Jane Rowe, a spokesperson for the District Attorney Larry Krasner, but no timetable has been established. Video surveillance footage of the robberies and shootings of Ruiz Basilo and Al-Mansouri was a major source of evidence for Delaware prosecutors. They also maintained that ballistics evidence connected the shootings of Wright and Ruiz Basilo to a revolver that was found after Gibson was taken into custody. The defense attorneys did not call any witnesses and offered no more evidence. Rather, they made an effort to undermine the prosecution's case by challenging the testimony of witnesses and emphasizing the lack of DNA or fingerprint evidence connecting Gibson to the offenses. According to the prosecution, Gibson was wearing body armor and carrying special ammunition when he was apprehended by police in June of 2021. The ammunition was consistent with bullet pieces discovered at the 2 murder locations.
Prosecutors claim that a revolver used in the shootings was discovered not far away from Gibson when he was arrested. Now to Indiana, as a Fort Wayne man has been sentenced to 142 years in prison for stabbing a couple to death in 2017. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
36-year-old Dustin Neal was sentenced by Allen Superior Court Judge Fran Gull for the slayings of 25-year-old Noel Trice and 29-year-old Brian Lash on June 10, 2017. This according to our friends with WPTA-TV. Last month, a jury convicted Neal of 2 counts of murder, felony murder, and robbery resulting in serious bodily damage. Trice's mother, Kimberly Gomez, told Judge Gold that she has had to be strong for others affected by the couple's deaths and hasn't had time to truly grieve the loss of her daughter. Gomez is currently parenting the couple's child, King. Court filings detail that Trice and Lash were discovered dead on the morning after they held a party at which Neal was present. Neal was arrested in December 2022 as a result of cell phone analysis and a partial fingerprint found on Trice's phone. Despite Neal's insistence that he had not returned to the house after leaving the party, further documents show that an examination of his cell phone by police and an FBI agent revealed that it had pinged off a cell tower close to the victim's residence on the morning of the killings.
In October, a new witness reported to police that Neal boasted to them about having killed the couple, claiming he had broken into their home to take marijuana, but that Lash awoke during the burglary.
Thanks, John. In Detroit, Michigan, Darrell Sims, 21, leaves his best friend's home in his mother's car to pick up another friend from the hospital. That friend, hospitalized for an incident Darrell's family believes he was involved in, is discharged before Darrell gets there to pick him up. The mom's car turns up abandoned. Darrell Sims nowhere to be found. His family distraught. It's very unlike him to disappear without a word. If you have info, please contact Detroit, Michigan PD, 313-596-2200. There is a $2,500 reward. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.